This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Over the last few months, I have discussed many of the concerns with critical race theory that come from a number of Christian leaders and philosophers. What is even more interesting is the criticism that is coming from liberals. Andrew Sullivan is one of these commentators, sounding a warning that this perspective is removing the bedrock of liberalism. He begins by acknowledging that even trying to accurately define critical race theory is difficult because of the sheer volume of jargon words that may be intended to sow confusion. He also asks himself through his commentary whether he is accurately portraying the theory, and concludes that he is not exaggerating its attack on liberal modernity. Proponents of critical race theory admit that they question the very foundations of enlightenment, rationality, legal equality, and constitutional neutrality. He also notes that the theory denies any claim to truth, since claims to truth are merely claims to power. Secular liberals and Christians may disagree about many things, but at least they can agree that truth exists and can be objectively discerned. He also critiques the idea that nothing has changed. In other words, slavery, segregation, mass incarceration are just different words for the same experience of oppression. He adds that critical race theory can also be defined by what it is not. It is not an open-ended inquiry into buried history. Finally, he notes that critical race theory is the cuckoo in the academic nest. It used to be one school of thought. Over time, though, it has thrown out its competitors and does not allow open debate. I applaud Andrew Sullivan for warning others about the dangers of critical race theory, which is dedicated to disrupting society and dismantling the concept of honest discourse. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.